has been vending for 11 weeks now. He did his due diligence. He got a great location, but his income is horrible. About 88 bucks. Well, howdy, 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 folks. This is Ben with LearnHotDogs.com, and I am coming to you live, and I wanted to share Chad's story. Chad has a fantastic location, okay? He has customers, but not nearly what he wants and needs. He's been vending, as I said, about 11 weeks. He did his due diligence. He sourced his products. He picked out the most cart for the money, the big dog. And he also got his cart license, set up his business name, got his tax number, got his serving supplies, and researched and found a fantastic location, a location that cost him $575 a month. He even used my free training and set up his social media accounts. Although I teach that there are better locations than Lowe's, which is where Chad is, he wanted what he called a sure thing. Problem was, it wasn't. Sure, Lowe's, Home Depot, and other big box retailers can be great locations. They also have risks, such as $575 a month. He's contracted now to pay Street Eats, the company that manages those locations, each and every month. But Chad, he watched my vendor video with Jackie for way back when. He saw her set up in location at a Home Depot for 14 years she was there, and it just felt right to him. He was convinced that's how and where he was going to start, at a Lowe's. But Chad left out something very important. Now, marketing for vendors. Hot dog customers don't plan on eating hot dogs next Thursday. They are there. You are there. And so they eat. Many vendors rush out and get business cards. But honestly, who's going to put that on their fridge, in their wallet, or on their rearview mirror? A business card with a reward system, yes. You know, those eat 10 hot dogs, get one free type thing. But even then, it's not something most customers are going to come out of their way to use. Most of us street food pros are using rack cards with far better results. And Chad has those. But when you're actually vending on the street in front of a business like Chad is, your main source of customers don't come from rack cards, business cards, or social media pages. No. They eat with you because you're there. They're there. And they are hungry. Another reason why pro vendors only work a short lunch shift. They capitalize on the burst of hungry people during the lunch hours, usually 11 to 1. Then they leave, go home, or go fishing. Now, let's talk location marketing. Sure, the longer you're there, you'll build up a small following of the faithfuls. But if Mr. Faithful is across town at the dentist and hungry, he's probably not going to fight traffic and navigate through the Lowe's parking lot to get to you. He'll end up eating near to where he's already at. Well, now, what is location marketing? Location marketing or on-site marketing is the banner, signs, and stuff like your bright-colored tent that you have next to your setup. It's the most important marketing you can have at any street-type location. A common problem vendors often ask for me to critique their stuff. And sometimes I have time, and I do them. And when Chad reached out, I didn't have time. So we corresponded for a few emails, found the problem. As I said, I've done plenty of cart critiques, and you can see those videos on our YouTube page or at LearnHotDogs.com. Just type in the word critique. You'll find a common theme, though, a mistake most, if not all, vendors make. Especially vendors who have a good location and bad income. Chad says he watched those videos, but still couldn't see what he was doing wrong. The problem stood out like a sore thumb to me. I asked Chad to email a few pics of his setup from a distance and at a couple of different angles. He sent 33 freaking pictures. Didn't need that many, but okay. I noticed immediately. I had to talk to him. So I emailed back and sent him my personal cell and said, Chad, I know the problem. Please give me a call when you have a few minutes. And he did. And the phone call with Chad went something like this. Ben, thanks for letting me call you. I'm worried to death. I've done everything and can't go much longer with these so-so days. Now, Chad right now is making about $85 during a three-hour period at Lowe's. I said, no problem, Chad. Happy to help. But I have a question. You emailed and said you have watched those cart critiques. Yep. And nothing stood out to you? Nope, not really. Did you see those overlays I did? You know where I superimpose signage on those people's pictures? Yeah, I can't afford that right now, though, and blah, blah, blah. My neighbor's chicken is having puppies, and any excuse will do. And he didn't say that part, but that's what I heard. He did say that he couldn't afford it right now. Well, that's an understandable situation. And I said immediately, what type of phone do you have? Is it a smartphone? Oh, yeah, I got an iPhone X. And he asked me why I would ask that. And Now, I'm sure at this moment, Chad is thinking that I've got some secret plan now for his phone and how he can get customers with it. Now, that's about $1,100, right? I said to him, so why do you have an $1,100 phone and not one real sign or banner? I need my phone to take credit cards to post on Facebook. And I bought this way back, and I cut him off. Let me stop you right there, Chad. I'm not being mean or hostile with you at all, but you do not need an $1,100 phone to do those things. And this is where we had our come to Jesus moment with Chad. A Walmart $200 smartphone will do everything you want, and then some. You need banners, signs, swooper flags, because those will make you money right now. You don't need an $1,100 iPhone. I don't care what you have to do that's legal, at least. But you need signs now, not later, now. A used iPhone, okay, will go for about $750 on eBay. Sell it, pay for the early termination penalty or whatever your carrier is going to charge you, and get a new, less expensive smartphone. Take the extra and buy banners and signs, period. That's it, Chad. You want the solution? There it is. Chad asked me why. I kid you not, he asked me why. Chad asked why he needed big, bold signage. And I cover this over and over in a multitude of videos and training, but here we go. People do not like to come over and see what thing dangled contraption you have over there. Most people don't want to feel trapped. They feel if they walk up and check the prices or for whatever reason, and because we are humans, they feel obligated to buy or at very least uneasy about just walking off at that point. Some people, many, are introverts. They don't really want to chit-chat with strangers because it makes them feel uneasy. But if your big, bold, bright, easy-to-read sign says, all beef hot dogs, $4, then they don't have to come over. They can see from a distance what you have. They can make the choice to come over. If they don't know what you offer and an idea of what it costs, they probably won't come check. Chad calls me on Wednesday. Ben, my biggest day ever. I just sold over 100 hot dogs and sausages in 2.5 hours. Chad made over 600 gross that day, a net of around 450. That's better than any 3 days he's had so far combined. And it's all because he hung two banners up. That's it. Solution, good vending, bad income. Most vendors, solution to good vending, location and a bad income comes down to signage. Get a freaking sign or three. All the top producing street food pro banners at learnhotdogs.com/banner. learnhotdogs.com/banner, B-A-N-N-E-R. I hope that you, if you have got a good location or what you think is a good location, but just not seeing the numbers you want, it likely is a problem with your signage. I'd be happy to help. If you need me, reach out. You can reach me at ben@learnhotdogs.com or ben@vendorsunited.com. I'll answer either way. Thanks a bunch. Have a great day.